Yosef's hitting on the point. Good, Yosef. Yosef very stark is hitting on the point. You'll hear in a second. So these are the two kashas we have. We have Kiviger's kash on the tour, and we have Reb Chaim's kash on the Rambam. Reb Chaim again asks on the Rambam that according to the Rambam, says if you buy chametz on Pesach, you get malchus, you did a maaser. And Reb Chaim asked in the Rambam, it's a lava nita klase. Reb Chaim also brings this kasha of the kireg on the tour. Zok to Reb Chaim as follows. Be'emes, I'll say the nusach of Reb Chaim. At the beginning, Reb Chaim says this nusach. Then I'll say the nusach I'd rather use. Let me say the nusach of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says the nusach, the longish nusach, and then I'll be masked, but I understand it. The Lamdish and Nusach Reb Chaim is there's two ways to understand Tashbis Yisorim Bateichem. It could be Avada Gavro Chesel. It could be a Chiv on the item. The item is a Chiv to be destroyed. Tashbis Yisorim Bateichem. Destroy Chametz from your house. There's a Chiv Chal on the item. Or there could be Chiv on the Gavro. Or the guy is a Chiv to do a destroying. Now, those words I don't want to use. I would like to say it as follows. I could be masbred. I'm not making light of it. I could be masbred. I'm not saying the exact lashon of time. I would like to be masbred as follows. There are two ways to view the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Later on, Reb Chaim, he words it the way I'm wording it. At the beginning, he says, Gavra and Chepsa. Later on, he words it like this. So this is the way I'm going to word it. There are two ways to understand the mitzvah of Tashbisu Sar Batechem. I'll be makdim by a shayla of the Minchas Chinuch and something to be klein before. The Minchas Chinuch has the following shayla. It is a mitzvah of the Torah which says, Tashbisu Sar Batechem, get rid of chametz from your house. When is that mitzvah apply, Rabbi Isai? Shagas is a long Shagas. When is the mitzvah of Tashbisu? When is it apply? What is the mitzvah of Tashbisu? There's two mamish black. Two, if you mamish balabatish ways of looking at the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Tashbisu Sar Batechem could either mean, let's say a guy all year round on a chametz free diet. He's on a chametz free diet, doesn't he? Chametz gluten free. What's the plant called? That gluten and water bread, is it kosher? Gluten, it's got to be kosher. Gluten free cakes. A guy's on a chametz free diet all year round. He comes to the Torah, Sandy, the guy's living on the diet, and he says, he comes before Pesach, and he's in some trouble. His house doesn't have a morsel of chametz. His house, he doesn't eat any chametz. He comes to Pesach, he's coming to Erev Pesach, and he's reading a little chumash, and the Torah says, get rid of chametz from your house. Should this fellow run to the supermarket, buy a little chametz? L'chaira, he should run to the supermarket, says, can I buy some cake? The Torah says, destroy chametz from your house. So I have to buy some cake to destroy it. I didn't destroy any chametz.
Why can't we say the mitzvah is
doesn't say, Torah says destroy chametz from your house. It's not, you mean. Do an action if. Torah doesn't say it, it says destroy it. So buy it, put it in your house, and destroy it.
Yeah, but how did you destroy something?
So buy. Go get it. You gotta do a mitzvah. You have to buy a move. It says take a lakat lecha pri etzadr. So I don't have one, I can't take. Go buy and take one. It's no different than the Torah said. Take a lecha pri etzadr. You say, well, if I don't have it, I can't take. The Torah is the same mitzvah. On Sukkah, you're just used to this. On Sukkah, it says lakat lechem. Take yourself pri etzadr. So take an esrog. So you go to the store. I can't tell you I don't have one. Go buy one. So then on Pesach, it says, good. It says take the chametz and destroy it. So go buy one to do it. The reason why we got with Torah wanted, I'll give you a reason. The Musa I told this tomorrow. What Torah wants me to buy and I'll destroy the chametz, Torah wanted. So buy some chametz and destroy it. So the shayla is like this. There are two ways of understanding simple pshat in the mitzvah. As you bear in the Baddest tining, that the mitzvah is not to destroy. It's not like a mitzvah like lulav, take a lulav. It means don't have chametz. The Torah's way of saying, you could say it means bal yirah bal yimatzah, it means the same thing. Every loisa say, you could say in a lashon asay. I could say, don't do work on Shabbos, rest on Shabbos. The rest on Shabbos just means don't do work. It's an isser asay, what's called an isser asay. It doesn't mean any chiv, it just means don't work on Shabbos, it's an isser asay. Tashbisu sorry but teches means two things. It can mean that the Torah, you can have a loisa and asay on the same thing, many things you have a loisa and asay. It says two things. It says, Bal Yiro Bal Yimatzah. Allah used to say, don't have chametz. Then the Torah said, don't have chametz in a positive way. Destroy the chametz in your house. Da'ainu, don't have. It just means, don't have chametz. It's an Isra say, don't have chametz. tashbisu sarim b'teichem can possibly mean just don't have chametz. That's all tashbisu means. And it's telling you, don't have chametz. Tashbisu sarim b'teichem. Please don't have chametz in your house. That's one possibility what tashbisu sarim b'teichem means. You're not allowed to have chametz in your house. It's not an act of chiyuv. It's not an act of chiyuv. It just says don't have chametz. Or there's a possibility that Tashbisu Sarim B'Teichem says to you, go burn chametz. It says you have a chiyuv to get chametz to burn. It's an assay. The same way it says take a lulav, it's an assay. It's saying go burn chametz. It's not an iser assay, it's a regular assay. Take the chametz, pick it up and burn it. It's not another way of saying, there's a big difference on my side. When is the mitzvah of Tashbisu? If it's an iser assay, then Tashbisu doesn't start till after 6 hours on Erev Pesach. Tashbisu is on Pesach, b'shas iser. If you learn Tashbisu Sarim B'Teichem means burn it, so fakert, the mitzvah has to be before your aser. You can't say mitzvah after your aser. Once you aser, you're not going to have to burn it. It's a contradictory mitzvah. Don't have chametz, burn it. If you have a mitzvah acting, it's like a lulav and esrog. If the mitzvah is like a lulav and esrog, so it has to mean the mitzvah Tashbisu will be before. You have to know what hour is it. It's a very vague mitzvah. Every mitzvah the Torah gives is man. There'll be no zman given for this mitzvah. Could I do the mitzvah Chanukah time? Tashbisu. Can I do Chanukah time? Doesn't say zman. Right, I'll assume it's right before this man iser. There'll be chal chiv Tashbisu sir. It has to be before this man iser. This is Shagasari, this is a long shmooze when the mitzvah Tashbisu is. Very tully in this Shaila. Is Tashbisu on Pesach or before the time it's aser? If it's an active mitzvah like taking a lulav to go burn chametz, so it's saying get some chametz and burn it. I'm a Zayda mitzvah before this man iser. But that's two ways of viewing Tashbisu. So as follows. Zok Reb Chaim, this machloikis, what the mitzvah Tashbisu is, the way Reb Chaim words it at first, is it a chiv in the chayfetz? The item as a chiv sreifa. That's its way of being magda. The item as a chiv sreifa. The item as a chiv Tashbisu is the pshat. There's a mitzvah chal. Just like lulav, you have a chiv to take, it's a chiv to take this item. Or it's a mitzvah on the gavra. It's not perfect. There's a mitzvah on the gavra means the person just can't have chametz. Yeah. I don't like lashon gavra chasid for this purpose. But after that, I can discuss only once what Reb Chaim is getting at Gavra Chesed. But Kitzvadvarim, Zok Reb Chaim, this machloikis of what Tashbisu is, and Minchas Chinuch, by the way, way before Reb Chaim, not way before, Minchas Chinuch, a little before Reb Chaim, also entertains that this Shaila is totally reviewed in Rabbanim. He ends up rejecting it, but Minchas Chinuch entertains that this Shaila is totally reviewed in Rabbanim. Zok Reb Chaim, this Shaila is totally reviewed in Rabbanim. According to Reb Yehuda, the chiyuv is to burn it, the sreifa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a specific way of getting rid of it. So obviously there's a mitzvah to get rid of it. You can't tell me the dins just don't have. The dins don't have. How could there be a mitzvah? How do I have to get rid of it? If I don't have, I did Tashbisu. If all Tashbisu says is make sure not to have, then it can't be a specific way to get rid of it. There's no mitzvah to get rid of it. The mitzvah is to make sure you don't have. If all it means is bal yirah bal yimatzah, don't have. But it's an asay you're saying don't have. So you tell me how I have to destroy it? There's no chiyuv to destroy it. So how can you say you have to burn? You have to burn it. Burn it from me. It just says don't have. You tell me how I'm supposed to not have? If I didn't have all year, I'm also yitzeh. How can I have a chiyuv sreifa? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mochrach that it's a mitzvah to have and burn it. That's according to Yehuda. It's mochrach that the mitzvah to have and burn it. According to the Rabbanan, you can get rid of it any way you want. Zok Reb Chaim, that's goofy because according to the Rabbanan, the chiyuv, it's just an iser asay. It just means don't have. There are two ways to say don't have. By Yirah, by Matzah, and Tashbisu. According to the Rabbanan, get rid of it any way you want. It just means don't have. Again, that's not mochrach. In the Rabbanan, you could have said it's a mitzvah to destroy any way you want. Reb Yehuda is mochrach. The Rabbanan is not mochrach, but you could say it in the Rabbanan. Zok Reb Chaim, in the Rabbanan, to destroy it any way you want, pshat, the mitzvah just don't have. Like Bezaya commentaries, everything's answered up. Zok Reb Chaim like this. The Rambam says if somebody buys chametz on Pesach, it's chayim malchus. I, the Gemara Tzadiyei in Pesachim says, salav anitik lasek, be fixed up by lasek tashbisu. Let's clarify, I said. If the mitzvah is tashbisu, is burn it, destroy it, do a mitzvah. So it's a lav. If you are over the lav and you have, you can fix it up by tashmisu, destroy it, burn it. You are over a lav, it's a regular lav, and it's a lav. If somebody steals, don't steal. If you steal, return it. Don't have chametz. If you have it, tashmisu. It makes sense. It's a lav anita, klase, a lav that can be fixed up by an assay. Very simply. It could be fixed up. Good, so that makes sense. Mashain came, according to the Rabbanan, the assay is not fixing up the lav. The assay is just saying, don't have it. It says the same thing as the lav. It's not don't have chametz, and if you have burn, that's all it says. Tashbis, according to the Rabbanan, just means don't have. So the Torah says, don't have within a loy, don't have an assay. The assay doesn't fix up, it says the same thing as the lav. If you have chametz, you're just supposed to destroy it, not to be over the loy, say. You're going to be, every second of the say, quickly destroy it. But there's no, and you're even I say also, that say doesn't tell you, it doesn't say don't have, and if you have, destroy it. That say also says don't have. Tashbizu, sir, make sure not to have. Bal Yiroh, Bal Yimatzeh, make sure not to have. Tashbizu, sir, make sure not to have. They both say the same thing. It doesn't say take chametz and destroy it. So it's not a lav and itik lasei. That's why the Rambam paskins Yichai Malchus, he paskins like the Rabbanan. The Gemara in Sadi Hey, which is a lav and itik lasei, is going like a Yehuda. Like a Yehuda, it's a lav and itik lasei. The Chiyuv Tzimitzis B'Sreifa. The Rambam paskins like Rabbanan, so the Rambam paskins Yichai Malchus. You buy it. It's not itik lasei. It also answers the Kivager's kasha, because the Torah says, according to the Rabbanan, after you burn it, you're not allowed to be netted from the ashes. Frekta Kivager, why don't you say Nas Mitzvasei? You perform your mitzvah Tashbisu. The answer is that's totally. If there's an active mitzvah to do a Maisa mitzvah, the Chametz comes with instructions. The Isuri Anav has instructions. Don't use me, burn me. So then the Seder. So then you have you did what's incumbent upon you, now you can be nene. By chametz, it's not that way with the Rabbanan. According to the view, the chametz says, don't use me, burn me. According to the Rabbanan, what chametz says, don't use me. And the mitzvah tashbisu also just says, don't use you. The mitzvah tashbisu, the chametz, you can't say, I finished that mitzvah, the mitzvah just means, don't use me. The mitzvah tashbisu, right, it just means, don't have me. Don't be nene. It means the same as by you, by yimatz. There's no point you could say, I did what's incumbent. There's no chiyuv chal, you finish your chiyuv. The tashbisu just means don't have. Ibezoi, it's not nas mitzvah. Ibezoi, whatever you do, you still can't be nene. It's never finished. That's how Reb Chaim's mitarets. To end, I did promise for one thought. We'll finish by 1:20. Another guaranteed. End with one thought of drush. Ad kan is the shtickle of Reb Chaim. Not said without the gabra chesed of earth. Adkan is that shtickle. There's an arichos in Los Angeles. We learned more about arichos together. There's more shtickle on this, but this is something somebody wanted to check into. This mitzvah of tashbis, there's a lot to check into. But one thought is, why do we have? Yesterday we discussed the matzah, the seder. There's a chiyuv to eat the pesach and maror. Why is there a chiyuv to have maror? What's the chiyuv of maror? It says on carb pesach, the mitzvah rice, al matzum roim yechlua. You have to eat the carb pesach together with maror. Very odd. Why do you have the carb pesach together with maror? So the simple pshat in maror is you only appreciate the freedom if you appreciate the hard parts. If you appreciate the hardship, you're lighter, you appreciate the freedom. That's all, that's good. It's glad, it's true. One of the reasons we have maror pesach night is you have to appreciate that we were avodim. And Hashem took us out. You're not going to appreciate the cheres if you don't remember all the tzar. That's true. But there's something deeper, and I'll prove it to you. Right? There's not drush. There has to be something deeper because the chiyuv derais is al matzim roim yechlua. The chiyuv is to eat it together with the korban pesach. What's the pshat? The korban pesach represents cheres. The korban pesach, the matzah and the maror represent avdus. The matzah is lechem oini. The maror speaks about marira's bitterness. The korban pesach represents what was the korban pesach? We shechted the avodah zarah. It was the ultimate victory. We went and we shechted the avodah zarah, the sheep. We shechted it. It was the ultimate act of defiance. It says we're free. That's the korban pesach. You're free. Shecht the avodah zarah. So if it says we're free, why together with the korban pesach eating matzah and maror? Together, it doesn't. If you do it before, you say before you have the korban pesach, eat maror. Makes sense. Start with the maror. The Torah had akpadah together. Now you could say al matzim roim yechlua doesn't literally mean you don't do it in one bite. Hagam Hillel did koyach, he did it together. You don't do it in one bite. Doesn't mean the one vitamins, but there seems to be some akbada that it's together. You could say the Torah just means, again, pshat, you could say the Torah just means that night, tapmar also. But there seems to be some akbada that they're shayich ladadi, that the karm pesach and the mara are shayich ladadi. So, just very simply, another Indian Amara, Akavada Amara is also to appreciate the freedom. But a person is supposed to appreciate the Amara also. When a person has a Yeshua, he's supposed to realize that the Nisayim is also good for me. When a person goes through a Nisayim, he's supposed to realize, he becomes successful. I'll be honest, I have tremendous hergeshim now, tremendous hergeshim when I see the Bacham come back from Eretz Yisrael. I see our Bachram, I was zeichet to see in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone knows I came back. Anybody here can be made. I was on cloud a million. There's such a cloud that became such a cloud. I pashut felt such chizuk from seeing such bnei aliyah. You see, the only shtayim trans asmada. And you think back to Nisyanis. You think back to different struggles. And to me, it's clear, it's pashut, that when you have the Yeshua, when you see the success, you have to know the Nisayim is necessary also. All the fights, is the person going to come to the first state and not struggling to get up in the morning, the Nisayim is also valuable. It's not like it could have been done without the Nisayim. It's not like, oh, wow, I should have done this earlier. Yeah, I struggled, why did I wake up so late? The Nisayim was needed. The Nisayin itself, your machshav. The Chiyav Tid Marah is the pshat that it says Mitzrayim is the Kor HaBarzel. It itself purified us. What led to the Chayrus was the Marah itself. In light of the Yeshua, I appreciate the hard matzav itself. The hard matzav is what I needed. It was essential. It wasn't like, oh, I could have avoided it if I cared. The person needed it. It's a Kor HaBarzel. It needed to be purified. There is no other way of purifying without it. I needed the Nisayin. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, "V'amachshela zayis tachas yadcha." Zog the Gemara, "Gittin mem gimel." Ain adam oimed al divrei teirlim kenech nichshal bem. A person is only oimed on Torah through a struggle, through being tripping on them, through the pasuk. We say in Hallel, pasuk in Tillim, "Oidcha ki ani sani v'atilu l'Yeshua." I thank you because you pained me and you ki ani sani v'atilu l'Yeshua. I was afflicted and you saved me. You my salvation. People always ask, so first of all, I'll tell you pshat. Oidcha, I thank you. So pashav pshat, the person thinks, I thank you, I was afflicted. Oh, Baruch Hashem, you saved me. No, it's not the pshat. I thank you now, ki ani sani. I appreciate that I was afflicted and you saved me. I appreciate the yisurim also. The struggle also I realized was essential. I needed that struggle. I needed to overcome. I couldn't just be perfect right away. I wouldn't be who I am today without overcoming. I needed the Nisayan, I needed the struggle. It made me so much better than if I wouldn't have had the struggle. I'm so much better for the struggle. I appreciate it was so tailor-made. Hashem designs an obstacle course exactly for the person to show off his athleticism. If I didn't have, Lahabdul, a billion Abdul, just a good marshal. If the boxer doesn't have the right opponent to fight and doesn't have any good fighter, so he never shown as a super heavyweight. He never had that opponent that shows him how good he is. If he's somebody who's hitting him hard and he won that, it brings out his godless. Oidcha, I thank you, ki ani sani v'atil Yeshua. I appreciate that the Nisayim was so perfect to bring out my godless. Oidcha, ki ani sani, that's Marar. Al matzum roim yachlua. On this night, don't just remember the chayrus. Remember that you needed the Nisayinus. The Nisayinus were crucial for you. So people ask like a wise guy type question. Why do I thank Hashem for saving me? He put me in the matziv. This is the answer. There are other answers, but this is the answer. The answer is that you're right. You should not only thank him for saving you. The answer to this wise guy question is a good question. So why should I thank him for saving you? He put me in the matziv. The answer is you shouldn't just thank him for saving you. Thank him also for putting you in the matziv. You should understand you came at the matziv, but it made you a better person. If it's a physical tzar, maybe it made you do tshuva, maybe it made you daven better, whatever it did for you. If it's an nisayon that you should appreciate, you had it. He made the nisayon for me, I thank him for saving me. I appreciate Hashem took me out of the nisayon, I appreciate the nisayon, I appreciate what it did for me. I appreciate even the affliction, I appreciate. That's Mara. That's the teacher lesson of Mara. Avad, it's to appreciate the chayrus, but it's also eat Mara. Appreciate the Mara. Eat Mara. Bedafki eat Mara. Because Vidafka, we're saying to them, we don't want to forget the Yisurim. Because I appreciate that also. That's a matzim roi michlu. And forget it, a matzim roi michlu. It's together. It's all lumped together. Are you talking any son of a tilishua? It's lumped together with the carbon pesach. Lumped together. It's not that I appreciate Yeshua and I appreciate the Mara together with the Yeshua. I appreciate, I understand the Messiah. You see, if Bacher Steig, it's not those shocks. Why do you have to, why did they Steig earlier? No, Fakir, he needed that Messiah. He needed that struggle to get up in the morning, that struggle, whatever the particular struggle was, he needed that struggle. He needed to overcome. And when you see the person overcome, they attack him much stronger. Much, much stronger, much bigger, and just by character, kaiyos are much more shown. It's much more kvayt shemayim. It's a bigger kvayt shemayim. It shows more decision showed. The kvayt shemayim that a malach never can create. One who didn't have that nesayin never can create. But one in that nesayin still chose. Was baicher kvayt shemayim. Was baicher darkei Hashem. Was baicher avayis Hashem. That's ultimate kvayt shemayim. That's the inyan of Mara. The dafka to show we appreciate the nesayin.